Hello, I'm here, and so are you.
The Noyo Download.
Hello, everybody. No one's live in the chat here. I just surprised everybody with this. For anyone wondering, this is the Doyo Download. I am in the Doyo Download Interviews channel, the voice channels, on the Road to Yokozuna Discord. Right now, you can see my smiling pretty face with my fancy schmancy microphone. I have set the channel up to where people can pop in, and I believe you can view and chat, but you cannot join the show, which is how I want it to be. So there's that. That way I can comment and do what I want to, and maybe I'll try this more often. This is as close to live broadcasting as I'm going to get. For the time being, I still have not had a chance to test any of my software out to live broadcast. So if anyone was live in the chat, you would have heard me be quiet for the opening because I have no way to pump the theme song into Discord at present. I am also working on that. But for the time being, that's not important. I mean, those who are listening to the podcast in post will have already known that. So I do have a chat window up next beside things, and we'll see how this goes if anyone joins. I'm just providing the option, and I thought, hey, let's give this a shot and just jump in with both feet because that's how I operate. So welcome back. Everything's exciting. In the world of Road to Yokozuna, I believe, don't quote me, but I believe as I'm recording this right now, all the training roles have been done. Just finished. Like, literally, they just finished. And if I go, that would be having been complete by Shinkai Fuji. Thank you, Shinkai Fuji. For doing those, I did not help out. I have been doing things all morning / early afternoon. It is 4 p.m. local. Well, 4:12, but I mean, who's getting particular? So we will be coming into the point of the situation where EOGs are needed to start getting people's training points all set up. Of which I can jump in. My participation will more than likely happen either Monday night for me locally or periodically throughout Tuesday all day due to how my job works, which is I have Tuesday off this week. I mean today and Tuesday because my job's weird with days off. So I personally got 4 training points, which is, it's been a while since I've gotten enough to do 2 things with my training points. So that's nice. And, I will be participating in, doing that. We don't have a whole lot of updates with the actual Road to Yokozuna part of things. I will say, though, that we have the impending Major League Sumo coming up. And I am going to bring that spreadsheet up just to see who has made themselves eligible for the draft. There are, by Ichimon, 10 Dewa no Umi, 9 Tokitsukaze, 15 Isegahama. That's a lot. They've been in the lead the whole time, though. 13 Takasago, and 9 Nishonoseki. That's quite a bit. Quite a bit. Let's see here. I wonder who. Oh, let's see. I'm orange. Orange. I wonder who the Nishonoseki captain is. Don't have one listed. Yep. Although I don't know how this works. So, yeah. There's that. Oh. So there's two Tokutsukaze captains. So maybe it's just winners or leaders from last time, or maybe they're randomly drawn. I don't know. This is my first time participating in this. I didn't do the last MLS, so it's going to be an interesting process for me because I didn't participate. But there's a total of 56 Rikishi involved, and it should be a hoot and a half for anyone that is participating. Do a quick pop back into the channel here. No one has yet joined me in the chat. It's fine. I now see that the Guess the Bonds K results are up. And I wanted to look and see where I positioned, where I landed. It's about where I expected to land, although I'm a little lower than I thought I would, sadly. But I am Suijin on the Guess the Bonds K. So if you look at the rankings for the results for May, I am number 75. So we can see that this is the 6th Basho I participated in. I am ranked overall, I believe that's what that means, 90th, because I'm terrible. The correct guesses, I got 25 with 19 bullseyes. Then, let's see here. I got 6 hits with a total of 44 points for a record of 7-8. I don't think I've ever gotten more than a 7-8. So, I'm not some grand Guess the Bonds K wizard for sure. So I did see 2 names that I didn't know. Like I said before, if you guys are actually the Road to Yokozuna guys, there's the Inazuma, I noticed, is 92nd in their 2nd basho, and Chubanomi at 95th, so also in the 2nd basho. So I don't know if that's the same people, but I would like to know. Would be interesting to know. And that's the interesting stuff that's really come out. There's not a lot to talk about this week with our Basho ending. Actually, you know, our Basho ended. So, I mean, there is actually a lot to talk about because I'm a dummy. So let's go bring up the master sheet. The master sheet. Hopefully it's still up. It's still got some of the old whatnots info in it. Where's the link? Where's the link? I know that things have probably been rolled over extensively, and they have. Quiet. Yes, very quiet. Oh, well, at least we got the... So, the winner of the Makushita Yusho, I think, was Katayuki. But that doesn't look right either. No, hang on. Hang on. Hold the phone. Yes, it is Katayuki. I have confirmed it. Katayuki, congratulations on the Makushita. Makushita Yusho. Sorry. I'm terrible. All right. So let's go and find out the Juryo Yusho winner, which I should know, and I am terrible. I'm awful. Chubano Umi is the Juryo Yusho winner. And I know that our newly christened Kanashiberry, which we now be sad that banana strawberry Kanashiberry, is now Amau. I have to put that one into a translator and listen to it. Amau is our Yusho winner. Oh, somebody sounds like they joined to watch. Welcome, Tetsuyuba. Tetsuba. Oh, you can talk. I cannot see you. But... You know what? You are on the show now officially here. And let's see here. View. I didn't know. Voice chat permissions. I'm shocked that you could join because I didn't think anyone was going to be able to join, like, connect-wise. But I'll turn... It's fine. I'll just turn the video on. Then you can join me video-wise. Oh, that turns it on for everyone. Hang on. Don't do that. Let's put you... Oops. What's your rank listed as? J what? What's your rank listed as on your name right now? Okay. Oh, why are you not in the roles or the members? Oh, this is... There we go. Oh. I think I just passed you. There we go. Come on. There. View channel. Video. There. Now you should be able to connect your camera. And I can... And I can change the settings for everyone else. It did not. I still see your profile picture. This is live, people. This is live. I don't put out video anyway, but... I don't have much content, so if you joining is no problem. Okay. Oh, and there's Amau. Yeah. I'm gonna enable him too. I should be able to unmute him. Oops. Maybe I can. Oh, but I have to turn him off too. Hey, in the chat, Amau, do you want me to enable you to talk on here too? Talk about weird live podcasting. I just typed in the chat. I don't even know how to bring up the chat normally. There should be a little, actually, if you mouse over the name of the channel, there's a little word bubble that pops up. There he goes. Enable you. All right, I'll do that. Okay, permissions. All right. Sure. Sure. How long have you been playing the game, Tetsuba? Yeah, how long? How many bashos? Or how years-wise or whatever? Just three. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. What country are you from? France. Well, dear, so there are some accents I don't have a knack for, and France apparently is one of them. Oh, yeah. And our Yusha winner guest, Germany. It's I mean, you speak great English. I would speak terrible French. I haven't bothered learning any French whatsoever. You still can't speak. Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, now there we go. No, I enabled one other setting, and now it's good. I'm is that how you pronounce it? So I have joining me live Tetsuba and Amao, our usual winner. What did you finish up as? 13-2 or 12-3? Okay. Nice. Wait, who else is one from M14? Oh, gotcha. Wow. Well, I wasn't expecting my junior show last basho, so I mean, I was expecting a lot more out of myself this basho, but I crapped the bed the second week, so Yeah, I exploded out of the gate, and then all of a sudden, it just nosedived right into the turf there. It was terrible. I struggled to get that last win. I mean, I got my Kachikashi, and then it was like I didn't win again until the very last match, and that's because I spammed. Well, I used 3 fatigue dice against Marawashi to get that. So my Suijin is not sitting pretty. Like I'm really gonna have to heal. All my injuries were 0. Thankfully, yes, because I am. My base injuries right now are 12, which means I am ready for a base drop. And I don't know now if I'm clear of the double die drop or if I still am in the double die drop zone. But if I'd have lost a base die this Basho, I'd have dropped to 2 die, not just 1, 2. Because I just got to 26, so I would have dropped all the way to 24. It takes you back so many Basho worth of dice. Yeah, so while I would have finished this Basho out as base 24, I think I would have immediately jumped back up to 25 this next coming one. So I think, if I understand correctly, if I get injured enough now I'll only drop down 1. Which I guess I'm okay with. But I'd rather not get injured and stay at 26. I mean, ideally. I'm not going to go with could. I'm fully expecting it to happen at this point. I really wanted to sweep the Sanyaku, though. I mean, I beat 2 Yokozuna and 1 Ozeki, and I really wanted to beat all of the Yokozuna and all the Ozeki. But it was not fated to happen. All right. Yeah, it. But I have four Basho left. I've got 4 Basho to accomplish. I can probably get Ozeki, but in order to make Yokozuna, I would have to basically Yusho the rest of my time here, or at least Yusho 2 of the 4 times I have left, and I don't think I can do that. That's a tall order. Very tall order. Okumizu, once again, is on the cusp of doing it. All he has to do is have a 10 or 11 win Basho, I think. Yeah, he's wicked hard to fight. It's the loss against him, I think, is where I started to falter, actually. And that's where my losing streak started, I believe. Because trying to... Well, yeah. But, I mean, his intuition is just off the chart. I mean, I'm trying to out-intuit him, and he's like 3... He's like 3 moves ahead, and this game is almost random. I mean, I could go completely random and still lose. In fact, I have. I have taken him on with no plan whatsoever, and he's beaten me with counters. I mean, how do you do that? I think so. I need at least 10 minimum to even have a shot at Dos Equis. 11, I think I would have a very good case for it. But I personally believe that I would need at least a U show and a June U show back to back in order to be even considered for Yokozuna after that. And then that's right after the promotion. Like, I have to continue to be on top. I can't have a Katabon. I can't have an 8-7 or a 9-6 or a 10-5. I mean, I have to have a U show, or I have to have a June U show and then a U show, or two U shows would be great. But I don't think that Yokozuna is like a, I see the end of the train hole, the train hole. I see the end of the train tunnel.
Here's what I find.
Whoa. Sorry. I see the end of the train hole, train tunnel, but it's still a long way away. Well, yeah, I'm toying with the idea of you know, really driving a nail into my Rikishi's coffin to do it. But I mean, you know, I have strategies. The what? Well, the next Basho, I think that I can get through just doing what I normally have done. But after next Basho, if I can get Dos Equis, that's when I need to throw dice to the wind. I mean, I need to start spamming at that point. Everything needs to be a fatigue or a focus. Try using three. Man, that's too many, right? He said at what cost? Well, next Basho is Hushicho's last Basho, and I don't know who else on the list is their last. I really only paid attention to the top four or five, you know, to see who was going Yokozuna, Dos Equis ranks. But we lose Inoriachi, we lose Hikari Shoryu and Azuma Kuni this time, as well as Homariyama. So there's going to be... gonna be a lot of wind blowing in those halls with all those vacant seats. You have to, you know, the day that I worked it all out, that when Okumizu made that announcement, I went to each tab and I went to each wrestler and I looked at how many bashos they had, and I was only looking for the people in the last two columns, so I didn't even pay attention to anything. And that's why I kind of caught Hushicho. But other than that, I don't know who's... I mean, it should be updated enough now so where we can look at it. And I actually have it up. Yeah. Wait, who did you say Tetsuba has three more? Okay. Yeah, so he joined the Basho before I did. So it's amazing how much further along he is than I am. He is like, I mean, he deserves where he's at, but I mean, I beat him in my first Basho. That drives him nuts. But yeah, he's like Okamizu. It's you go in there and you're like, how are you beating? Off the Basho, I can beat him on a regular basis, but when we're in a tournament, it's amazing how hard it is to take him on. Yeah, Soyokaze's got a couple, you said. I noticed that when I participate in the King of the Hill, I have a terrible Basho, or I just squeak by. I need the extra points off of that to get, in order for me to be able to continue competing for my last three Basho. I've sat out too many Jungyo to not participate in this one. It's like critical at this point. Yeah. Kita Shoryu has four left. Wow, Kita Shoryu and I started at the same time. Well, some people ducked out early, like I forget what Nakayama's name was beforehand, but you know, he restarted earlier than he needed to. But his Rick, the I'm sorry? Oh, Amakaze. Yeah, because Amakaze was like basically two crutches in a hospital bed in the dojo there. I mean, that's how bad he was injured. So, I mean, restarting wasn't a terrible idea in that case, but I don't think I'm nearly as injured as that, but I mean, after this next Basho, we'll consider where I'm at. Oh, I was about to say, hey, I found somebody else. It's me. Never mind. Oh, man. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I went on a losing streak then. That probably saved me, my losing streak. I think this is the... Did anyone in the Sanyaku have a Makakashi? Because I don't think so. I think this is the first time I can remember that the entire Sanyaku won. Yeah, it was right down to the wire. Yeah, I don't know if that's ever happened before. I mean, I can't remember it happening. We've always had somebody drop out. Yeah, the instant both of us got, both Akaibashi and me got our Kachikashis, I immediately sent him a message in our, because we're both Nishonoseki, I sent him a message in our channel and I'm like, we broke the curse! Because we were both 8-0. I think we were both 8 and 6 at that point. 8 and 5, maybe. I think I was 8 and 6. And then... yeah, and then we both finished 9 and 6, I'm pretty sure. And I don't know what the rankings are going to... I don't know what the Bonske is going to look like after this one, because, I mean, there's so many people that need to come up into if they're allowing for extra slots. I don't know if they're going to let those of us in, like us Komosubi, to go up to Sekiwaki. I don't know if they're going to make extra Sekiwaki slots. But I don't know if... I don't think either of those two were getting... like Takanami, I don't think got a big enough win to be considered for Ozeki, and I think Okomizu fell just short, I think. I don't know what the final decision is in that respect. I participated in some of the discussions. Oh, sorry. Well, I participated in some of the discussions, but the way my work works, I get some of the pings and whatnot, but I, you know, and then I jump in for some of the heated debates, and then I have to pop out because I, you know, I'm throwing mail in people's boxes because that's what I do. Oh, you mean for promotion? 34. I don't even know what my record is. I know that he put that spreadsheet up there, if I can find it. I don't know if this is riveting conversation, but you know what? I didn't have much of a I didn't have much of a content this time because Arbasho finished and I had a little bit of Bonske talk, but that also wasn't oh, let's see. There's a screen. Oh, that's way too tiny. I can't see that. I'm old. probably, yeah. So tiny. Yeah, did he post it in YDC? Maybe? He posted a spreadsheet, like the promotion consideration spreadsheet, I think it was called. Oh, there it is. Promotion tracker. There we go. So me, on my last three... I would be at 28. And my big one's dropping off. So I would need at least 12 to remain at 28. Oof. That's a lot. That's a lot. Am I? You know, it's so hard coming from where I'm, you know, I've been here X number of length of time, and it's really hard understanding that I'm probably in the, let's see here. Akagi's a 26, Tenoyama's a 26, Hushicho's a 26. I'm a 26. And he seems, I don't know if we noticed, but it looked like he was really scraping by this time. I don't know. Oh man, his fatigue is way up there. like I should talk. But, wow, his is way higher than mine. Hikari Shoryu drove his fatigue up to 110? Wow. You know, it's amazing that he finished as high as he did. And, I mean, with the record that he did, and I beat him. I think I've lost to him once in Basho. I don't think I've lost to him. I think I've only lost to him once, and I've faced him three times. But I only have one Kinbashi. Sad. Because I've been in Sanyaku the other time. And I've only beaten Azuma Kuni once. And he's beaten me the other, I think, two times we've met. Or maybe it's only one time. I was always worried about facing Azuma Kuni. It just seemed like he was, because of the 14-1, it always seemed like he was so scary to go in against. Like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm coming in here against. Yeah. Well, this was fun, guys. Just a little back and forth. Had some content. For those that are interested in wondering what's going on, I was just live in the Doyo Download interviews, and I just decided to go live video. I had to enable both Tetsuba. I'm not sure how he got in, but to like connect, but I'll figure that out for the future. You're fine. I mean, it worked out that I had somebody to talk to, but and then Amao, thanks for popping in too. I normally record this podcast on Sundays, and I mean, I just decided to do it right before the missus and I were going to swap who gets to use the TV for their video game. So I get to play Triangle Strategy on the TV now. So that'll be exciting. I don't have a way to stream Switch at the moment. Yeah. And I mean, only you two can see this because nobody else is in the channel right now. But my podcasting studio, as I air quote, all the stuff behind me, like my quote unquote decorations, I've got like a Cthulhu statue and a Pikachu and an emerald, Green Lantern box, which actually has every color ring in it, some books and whatnot. This is a closet. It's a closet large enough to podcast in. And what's behind the computer are more shelves with books and stuff, and actually some other equipment. And the other computer I was using to podcast, which is way slower than the laptop I'm using to podcast right now. So, but I upgraded with this wonderful armed swivel microphone that's a condenser. And that's made things way better. Got some nifty software that's recording my voice, and when I run the closing theme, you won't hear it if you're still in the channel when I run it, because I can't pipe it into Discord, so it happens. Yeah, these mats, they're just stuck to the wall with this tiny little like a Velcro thingy on them, and it's helped immensely. Also, there's this thing here, which is in front of my closet doors. This is a we have a bed that, you know, moves because we're old and we like to sit up in bed. This is the frame it's supposed to sit on, but we have a better one Actually, no, this is the old frame. This is the frame from the bed before. Because the frame that the bed's now sitting on works with the movable stuff. But we kept the frame, and it's actually a great sound absorber. When I don't have these in, there's so much echo in here, even though I have those. So it's great. And I got the closet door open because it's a little bit warm in here because it's a nice hot day. And sometimes the cat wanders in, but I think she's happy downstairs. So, yeah. I want to set the stuff up behind me that work better, but I haven't figured out how to rearrange that so it doesn't look like a sloppy mess. That's made out of perler beads. My best friend made it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, actually, I don't think he made it. I think I bought it. He does that type of thing. He makes stuff, but yeah, I think I might have bought that at a Comic-Con. Oops. Oops. But anyway. Oh, go ahead. That? It is, it's what Tom Cruise's movie, it's anime, or manga, called, All You Need Is Kill. It's what his movie, God, I can't remember what it was. The tagline was, Live, Die, Repeat. It's what that was based on. Basically, he gets forced into a war against his will. An alien splashes its blood on him, and he's forced to relive the same sequence until he dies, until he kills the queen of the monster, or the alien that splashed its blood on him, I think. It's been a long time since I've seen the movie. I just remember what the... Wish I remember what the movie was called. No. I've only played Fire Emblem, the one where you're choosing the three houses. And I've only played, actually, I haven't played that one. I've watched it played. So I used to cut dog treats and, watch a lot of Let's Plays. So I've watched that played. I haven't even played it. But this is not sumo talk. Okay. So, I want to thank you, Tetsuba, for joining me. And I want to thank Amao, our Yusha winner, for joining me. No problem. And, yes, congratulations. And if any of you want to contact me, I am Suijin on the Road to Yokozuna Discord, the official podcast. You can reach me at emeraldspectre.com@gmail.com. All of my stuff can be found at emeraldspectre.com, spelled with a T-E-R, because that's how you spell it. If you want to support me with like $1 a month, because that's all I'm asking, it's patreon.com/emeraldspectre. And you can join me next week in this channel. I will have it set up better so that we can, I don't know, have viewers, and you know, maybe I'll throw another guest in and talk to them. And maybe I can get Okumizu scheduled up and we can figure out how that works. So if I can have both of you remain silent for a bit while I run the closing. And thank you for joining me. And here we go, guys. We're gone. Yay!